Sunshine this morning, and at 8:30, it's time for our local news update this hour. It's made possible by Small Box Web Design at smallboxweb.com. And here with a look at the news is Sharon Allseth again. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning. Despite another week of 90s ahead, Indianapolis has ended its extreme heat contingency plan. More from WFYI's Marianne Holland.
When the city launched its emergency plan last week, the average heat index was well over 100 degrees. The forecast for this week still includes hot temperatures, but Marion County Public Health Department spokesperson John Allhart says since it won't be as hot, cooling centers won't be open extended hours.
We'll continue to monitor it, but until we get to that situation again, we would not reactivate our emergency plan and extend hours at cooling centers.
Allhart says, however, that people can still visit cooling centers during daytime hours. People can also call the health department's helpline at 221-2415. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.
Authorities say two children and an adult had to be rescued from Lake Michigan rip currents that pulled them away from the shore at Michigan City. State conservation officers say a 10-year-old boy, 14-year-old girl, and 53-year-old woman were hospitalized after they were swimming Tuesday near the Lighthouse Pier. Lifeguards had warned swimmers to get out of the water, but some went further down the beach outside the lifeguarded area. The National Transportation Safety Board says driver error likely caused the October 2009 crash of a propane tanker that burst into flames. Truck driver Ronald Tobias and three other people were injured in the wreck that closed parts of I-465 and 69. The federal panel says Tobias made unsafe maneuvers that caused the tanker to overturn and explode. Indiana is getting a $1 million grant to help boost its college graduation rate. Governor Mitch Daniels announced the grant from the nonprofit group Complete College America, funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Half the money will go to develop remediation classes at Ivy Tech Community College. Some $250,000 will go to IU regional campuses, and the remainder will be spent by the state. The funds will also help pay for more flexible scheduling, more courses tailored to students at different levels, and more customized computer-based instruction. The state's Commission for Higher Education says only one-third of Indiana College freshmen earn a four-year degree within 4 years. The city of Franklin is considering whether to give away an unused fire station building to a nonprofit group. The former station has been vacant for about 9 months and is worth about $125,000. Mayor Fred Parra says he wants the building to be used and doesn't care whether it's given away or sold. He says interested groups should submit a proposal on how they would use it to benefit the community. And the city of Madison will have to improve access to sidewalks, buildings, and other infrastructure under a settlement with the Justice Department. The federal agency says the agreement followed a complaint that several city facilities weren't accessible to people with physical disabilities and that the city didn't provide a listening device to a hearing-impaired person during a public meeting. Under the three-year agreement, the city agrees to make changes to parking, building entrances, restrooms, service counters, and other places to make them more accessible. Officials with an economic development project in southern Indiana will mark a key milestone today. Wayne Pratt has more. Inside Indiana Business.
Groundbreaking is set this morning on the $8.8 million Westgate Academy, which is being built at the Westgate at Crane Technology Park. Governor Mitch Daniels will join Westgate Authority and local representatives to mark construction of the project that is expected to eventually create about 250 jobs. Kent Parisian is the board president of the Westgate at Crane Authority.
This will be a transformational thing for our region. Transformational in the means of it gives us an opportunity to do classified research and conferences that the Crane Naval Base does all over the United States right now. It will give them the opportunity to have those here locally.
Parisian made those comments on Inside Indiana Business Television last summer when the project secured key federal funding. Rolls-Royce is planning to sign an agreement today with an Australian-based company. This deal involves engines produced in Indianapolis. The announcement will be made at a conference in Wisconsin. The engines will be used for new fixed-wing planes. A ceremony this morning will mark the start of construction on a project in Fort Wayne that is expected to create approximately 100 jobs. The Lutheran Life Villages complex will eventually be home to more than 80 residents. This is Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI.
First person is a new point of view. First Person Benefit Advisors looks at employee benefits differently. with strategies and services for keeping employees and companies well and well off. More at firstpersonadvisors.com.
Inside Indiana Business is supported by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to business education and career advancement. Learn more at Kelley, kelley.iu.edu.
An Indiana airport is monitoring how the FAA's funding situation could affect an expansion project. Inside Indiana Business reporter Andy Ober has more.
Gary, Chicago International Airport Interim Director Steve Landry says the $153 million runway expansion has not yet been affected by the Federal Aviation Administration's operating authority not being renewed. Landry says federal funds are supposed to cover about one-third of the project, but since construction has not yet reached that level, no reimbursements are due at this point. The project includes a major runway expansion and new railroad bridges, routes, and demolition lines. Andy Ober, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Indianapolis-based WellPoint this morning is reporting a second-quarter profit of nearly $702 million compared to around $722 million for the same period a year earlier. The profit is slightly higher than the expectation on Wall Street. The healthcare insurer says full-year net income should be in the range of $6.90 to $7.10 per share. Construction could begin on the first infrastructure in South Bend's Ignition Park before the end of the year. The city says the work will prepare the technology park for private investment. Data Realty is expected to break ground on a data center later this year at that park. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news on FM 90.1. Until then, updates are available at insideindianabusiness.com. Your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for WFYI Public Radio for your information.
WFYI weather, mostly sunny today and tomorrow. Today's high 93, 96 tomorrow. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 76. And Friday, mostly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms, high 94. Right now, it's mostly sunny, 76 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allset.
Okay, Sharon, thanks a lot. It's 8:38 now, and the Colts were back at work yesterday at the complex as the NFL returned to work as well. A number of players...